Governor Tony Evers says he'll propose a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, but Republicans say that's a non-starter. It's Thursday, January 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion has been removed from his position over concerns about financial mismanagement. And a city in southeastern Wisconsin is one step closer to bringing a huge data center to its area. Stay with us.
We have your drive time covered with the best of NPR and WPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
All things considered. From NPR.
The report from the Labor Department this morning shows U.S. employers added 175,000.
The economy is the top issue for Wisconsin voters.
We are hearing border stories.
And over the past few years, young voters in Wisconsin have turned out in high numbers.
Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Weekdays on WPR News.
Governor Tony Evers called for some changes to Wisconsin gun laws in his State of the State address last night. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the proposals are responses to high-profile gun violence.
Evers referred to December's school shooting in Madison when he called for expanding background checks and a red flag law. Those allow firearms to be removed from the homes of people deemed a threat. And he became emotional when he spoke about Jonathan Brostoff, a Milwaukee lawmaker who died by suicide in November.
Just 3 years ago, as I delivered my State of the State address, State Representative Jonathan Brostoff sat right there in one of these seats.
Evers said he'll propose a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases in his new budget. He argued that waiting can be an intervention when a person is in crisis. Republican lawmakers afterward told reporters that they will not consider any of Evers' gun proposals. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison's Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion has been removed from his position. This comes after an internal review found concerns about financial operations and fiscal judgments. LeVar Charleston has led the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement for 3 years. The university says he will leave his role as Vice Chancellor and return to a job as a professor in the School of Education. UW-Madison Provost Charles Isbell will lead the department until an interim director is appointed. The school would not comment further and did not say what prompted the financial review. They say there is no criminal investigation into Charleston or the department. In a statement, Assembly Leader Robin Voss commended UW-Madison for acting swiftly to remove Charleston from his post. Voss and other GOP leaders have been critical of DEI at the universities of Wisconsin campuses. Nine hundred Milwaukee public school students were automatically accepted to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Milwaukee Area Technical College last year through a direct admissions program. Corrine Hess reports the schools are hoping to double that number this year.
Keila Mathis dreamed of going to college since she was a little girl, but she wasn't exactly sure how to get there. Now a senior at Milwaukee Public Schools, Keila has so many options ahead of her, and it only took 10 minutes. She applied to Milwaukee's 2- and 4-year colleges through the Milwaukee Direct Admissions Program.
I would recommend it to anybody who's intrigued to go to college because it's easy to apply. It doesn't take that long. All you need is a student ID, and it's no like extra paperwork or essays.
The University of Wisconsin has a direct admissions program for 10 of its campuses. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Port Washington is one step closer to bringing a large data center to 1,900 acres north of the city. Its Common Council approved an agreement this week that would let the city annex the land from the town of Port Washington. It means data center development company Cloverleaf Infrastructure can now start courting prospective buyers like Google or Meta. Ted Knightsky is the mayor of Port Washington. One of his priorities is shifting the city's tax burden off the shoulders of residential homeowners. He says a large data center could lower residents' property tax bills.
One data center nearly doubles our valuation, which reduces the taxpayer burden 50%.
Annexation of town land will only happen if and when the developer finds a buyer for the data center site. Coming up, 2/3 of Wisconsin's rural counties are considered dental professional shortage areas. Industry leaders say most young dentists are choosing to practice in cities, and that's creating a shortage of providers in rural areas. WPR's La Crosse reporter Hope Kerwin will take a look at how some programs are trying to incentivize young dentists to practice in rural areas. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, Wisconsin's dental industry has gone through a generational shift in recent years. More dentists from the baby boomer generation have retired, while millennials and younger generations are making up a bigger part of the workforce. As Hope Kerwin reports, this transition has been hardest in rural areas, where older dentists are finding it more difficult to find someone to pass on patient care.
When Scott Nickel graduated from dental school in 1973, he came back to his hometown of Tomah to work for another dentist. He still remembers some of his first patients, including an older man who wasn't sure about letting the new grad fix his dentures.
When he said, "Are you Bob and Junie's boy?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "So George Faulkner's your grandpa?" "Yeah." He said, "Go ahead, fix it." So it's not about you sometimes, it's about your lineage.
Nickel says good relationships with his patients and staff were the keys to his success over the nearly 5 decades he practiced dentistry. But when it came time for Nickel to retire, he spent more than 2 years looking for someone to take over his portion of the practice. He found that many new dentists weren't interested in moving permanently to a town of less than 10,000 people.
Their spouse doesn't want to live here because they're looking for more than Tomah has to offer.
Nickel is one of many Wisconsin dentists who retired in the last 5 years. The shift is expected to continue as the last of the baby boomers reach retirement age in the coming years. Data from the American Dental Association shows Wisconsin still has about the same number of dentists per capita as it did 20 years ago. But industry leaders say most young dentists are choosing to practice in cities, creating a shortage of providers in rural areas. Lauren Poppy graduated last year from Marquette University School of Dentistry, the only dental program in the state. She says the majority of her classmates took their first job in a city. But the decision wasn't only about paying off student debts or living a city lifestyle.
Some of my classmates potentially thought that, you know, maybe they would get more experience in an urban location and be able to kind of build more confidence.
Poppy is one of the exceptions. She works for a small practice in rural Douglas County, a job she says offers the type of mentorship many new grads are looking for. But Poppy has found that she's one of only a few providers in her area. 2/3 of Wisconsin's rural counties are considered dental professional shortage areas. Poppy says it can feel intimidating to have so many people relying on her for care.
If a patient walks in your door and you haven't quite seen something like that, or you're not quite sure, like having someone that you can call and talk to, you know, bounce ideas off of. That's a reason why I wanted to go to a practice, like wasn't just me.
Poppy's class last spring was the first to benefit from a new state incentive, hoping to keep new dentists in Wisconsin. Called Diploma Privilege, it allows graduates from Marquette to apply for their license immediately instead of having to take a licensing exam after graduation. Last year, state lawmakers also reallocated state scholarship dollars to dental students who plan to practice in a shortage area after graduation. Young dentists like Poppy say they feel like these incentives are making it easier to practice in the state's rural areas. After 2 years of searching, Nickel ended up finding the successor for his Tomah practice in a former patient of his office partner. Lucas Schwartz needed a lot of dental care as a kid, but he only has fond memories as he walks through the office where he now treats patients.
They have a little corner for kids there. They made like a little table, and oh my goodness, I remember always being there.
Schwartz knows most new dentists are not following the same path he did. He says many people in his dental class chose to practice in cities, and only a handful of his classmates were from rural areas to begin with. But for him, the choice to move back to the Tomah area was easy.
To be able to help my neighbors, my community, everyone around me, to me that's fun. That's what dentistry is.
Schwartz likes being near his family, and he says he loves the sense of community found in small towns. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to WPR's Hope Kerwin for bringing us that story. Quick check of weather before we let you go for the day. It's going to be a little bit cold today with high temperatures in the teens across the state. Also a little bit of light snow across the state to start the day. But tonight, that bitter cold returns below zero across all of Wisconsin once again. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, hit subscribe wherever you're listening on your favorite podcast app and leave us a rating and review. It helps other people find the program. Let them know what you think about us. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.